Australia's Most Unbelievable True Stories, written and read by Jim Haynes. There have only been two times in our history when the army was called out to wage war on home soil, here on the Australian continent. Once was when the militia were roused to arms in Broken Hill to counter an act of war against our nation that was perpetrated by an ice cream vendor and a butcher. That story appears in another section of this collection. The other time was in 1932, in the Campion district of Western Australia, about 300 kilometres northeast of Perth. The invading army was estimated to be around 20,000 strong. What made it worse was that the area threatened was an area of soldier settlements, farmed by veterans of World War I. The Western Australian government asked for protection from the Commonwealth, and Defence Minister Sir George Pearce decided to order a full-scale military operation. Soldiers from the 7th Heavy Battery Royal Australian Artillery were armed with Lewis machine guns and 10,000 rounds of ammunition, and they set out for the battlefield. The enemy? Emus. That's right, emus. It seems huge flocks of emus were devastating the farmland, and some soldier settlers had already quit and left their little bit of the district to the birds. The first great battle of the emu war lasted 9 days, and guess what? The emus won. In those 9 days, the army blasted away at 20,000 emus and managed to kill a few dozen. The military mastermind who led the campaign, one Major Meredith, reported that the emus were almost impossible to defeat. Not only did they ignore the normal conventions of warfare and terms of engagement by zigzagging erratically at high speed, they were also almost impossible to kill. Bullets didn't stop them, even if they were hit. If we had a military division with the bullet-carrying capacity of these birds, said a frustrated Major Meredith, it would face any army in the world. The Major was fulsome in his praise of the enemy. They can face machine guns with the invulnerability of tanks, he reported.